This is RSBNB Update, episode 247, recorded Friday, March 12th, 2010. Don't misplace your hand. Hello, everybody. Me and birthday boy Chief Snake here, who is now 17 years of age.
Woo!
Not fully an adult yet, but 1 year away from that, legally.
But I can be arrested now. So.
Oh, really? What for?
For anything. I'm okay. 17, I can be legally put in prison.
Oh, good. Good. So, if you do anything bad, I'm just going to throw you in the slammer. Anything else that comes with that age?
No, I think that's really it. It's quite, what's the word? Anticlimactic.
Have you started to lose your eyesight yet?
No, I've still got
what about full get eyesight. Wrinkles and bags under your eyes?
I've had bags under my eyes for quite some time now, unfortunately.
Okay. Yeah, so this is his birthday show, and it's a little bit of full disclosure before we get going. I've known him since he was 12, so.
Celebration!
Yes.
5 whole years now.
Well, not entirely, but probably around
well,
there.
No. You've known me since I was 12. Then you blocked me on a MSN. And so we've been friends how long? More like three.
Yeah.
Three and a bit, I don't know.
Yeah, just started. I don't even. We looked that up one day, didn't we? And it just kind of happened, didn't it?
Yeah, I still don't understand, really. But, oh well.
Anyways, that's beside the point. If you have any more questions about how we know each other, and both of our personal lives, or mine or yours, yeah, feel free to send us a question on that matter next week. Bonus XP weekend is underway, or if you're listening to this next week, it's long past.
Yeah.
Have you got any bonus XP?
Yes, I've got 600k, actually, which is pretty good. I've been on for 2 hours this morning.
And what have you been doing?
The first thing I did was go on a farming run.
Yay!
Yes, but I foolishly only planted pineapples.
I didn't prepare for this. Yeah, you didn't plant them beforehand. Damn it, I should have done that too.
I know.
Oh.
So I did a pineapple run, but I still got about 70k bonus XP, I think, for that, which is pretty decent. I mean, I would have got a hell of a lot more for.
Going back to our roots of farming people, eh?
Yeah.
What else?
So, after I finished that, I thought I would get into summoning. I just foolishly also hadn't prepared for that either, and so I had to buy my own 5kg granite and split it down into 500 gram over quite a long period of time. And so now I finally managed to do that. Got 1k blocks of 500 gram granite, and I've got...
How do you do that without a weight scale? That doesn't make sense in RuneScape.
Yeah, it's kind of silly, but...
Okay, so after summoning?
I never thought of that before, actually. I've got from 80 to 83. I plan to get at least one more level to 84, but I'm not really going to have the ingredients for it, the secondary things. But if I can do that, I should have enough charms quite easily.
Yeah, and the good thing about this is when you log out, your timer stops. So you should have some extra time tomorrow, too. So.
Yeah. I think I'll just save it till then, because I won't have any more time tonight. After that, I'll probably do some construction, because, like I said last week, I can't be bothered getting those sacred hammers.
And even when your multiplier goes down to 1.1, it's still worth it.
Even then, yeah, I know. Just because I can't be bothered with the hammers.
Yep. Okay, well, that sounds good. Me personally, I I'm on the injured list, if you guys remember this time last year. So I'm not going to be doing anything that involves lots of clicking, so I'll most likely be spending my time fishing. I know, as boring as that is, but yeah.
Yeah, very boring, but I guess you have to deal with that.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to do is possibly go runecrafting too, but you just know that's too much clicking.
So. No, I think that'd be far too much to think about. No, fishing isn't bad. It's,
yeah.
You're at least getting some XP, and you can do other things while fishing.
Yeah. Okay, so that's bonus XP weekend. Let's just hope that it works out well for Jagex and that they're able to reverse it when the time comes.
Should hope they have that mechanism in place.
Yeah. Next up is the big ticket draw for March. This one's a really simple one. If you're a member, you're automatically entered. If you have multiple member accounts, you would enter multiple times. So.
Oh, you really?
Yep. So
I didn't know anything about that.
So I guess you could change your first name. You could change your name if they pick you or your brother, because he has members right now too, right?
Yeah.
So you could go for him in place, because I don't think he'd be the type to go to Cambridge. Would you go?
No, I probably wouldn't.
Why not?
I don't know. It'd be a good chance. I mean, it'd be an experience for sure. But wow, what a nerdy thing to do!
You're talking about that as in a nerdy thing to do. I think no, I don't think it's that bad.
Well, no, maybe not. But I mean, how long would you be there for? I'd miss out on so much school.
Probably just a weekend.
Just a weekend.
Yeah.
New Zealand, yeah, to the United Kingdom for a weekend.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It is on the other side of the world.
The plane trip there would take like 12... No, that'd be 20 hours or something, I'm sure. I don't know. I'm going to look that up now.
Yeah, you do
yeah,
that.
New Zealand.
What you do is, so they'll contact you, and then if you're a non-member, you can send a postcard to Big Ticket Draw. To Jagex, which is box 78, 23rd Street, 23 King Street, Cambridge, United Kingdom, CB1, 1AH. Must include the date of the draw. You wish to enter your account and your contact details if you're under 13. Please only provide the contact details of your parent or guardian.
Okay, I don't know where Cambridge is. Where's some place close to it that I can fly
to? You wouldn't be flying directly to Cambridge. You'd be flying to London, then taking the train.
Oh, good, good, London. I did put London. Depart, I don't know. Why can't it just give me any date?
April 4th.
4th of April. Return, no, I'm not doing a return thing. Must travel, no, show prices across a week. Adults, economy, yes.
You know what's special about April 4th?
It is the day before my cousin's birthday.
Okay, I was thinking of something more important, but...
I think it is, anyway.
Paul, if you're listening, you know what that is. April 4th. Yeah. Or no, it's April 5th. Okay, what's April 5th? I'm sorry.
April... What?
What's April 5th?
I don't know what April 5th is.
Okay, I'll tell you after. But if you know what April 5th is important for, send me a PM.
Okay.
So what's the travel time?
It doesn't... Oh, cool, I got it. It would cost me $2,061 for a one-way trip from Auckland, New Zealand to London, and the duration would be 24 hours and 30 minutes. With, via Los Angeles.
Wow.
It gets worse. If I went via San Francisco, it would be 26 hours and 35 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it, actually.
How would you sit for that long on a plane?
I'm not entirely sure. My dad is planning to go to some place in Arizona, I think. I have no idea why.
Are you going with him?
No.
No, that's too bad. We know people in Arizona.
He's going there sometime late this year, I think, and it's That's going to be a long flight as well.
Okay. But, so, yeah, it would be a long way to go. And they say they'll, if you win, they'll contact you via your message center if you enter the member draw or using the contact details you provided if you enter using our P.O. boxes. They'll also announce the winner in the news post. I don't know. I think that'd be really great to go. But
yes. Wait. Continue.
You're not actually booking this, are you?
No, no, no. It would be 19 hours and 25 minutes for me to go from Auckland to Calgary via San Francisco Edge.
Wow.
And it would cost $1,800.
It's not that bad compared to other places. Anyways.
Yeah, but first,
how do you get to Auckland from your little place?
Oh, Auckland is easy. It's about 6 hours north. Yeah, I don't know. You would be able to work that out. But that's your only option, really. That's an international airport.
Alrighty, then.
Either that or Christchurch or Wellington. I just thought Auckland would be the most obvious one. Okay, where were we? I think we got way off topic there.
Yes, we did. Rathole. Player support Q&A. Yeah, you can read through this. Lots of off-topic questions here that the player support people didn't know how to answer. So they said, I suggest you wait until the content crew answers the questions next time.
So really, it just looks like they're doing the job, posting a lot of things. But they're just saying, no, we can't answer this. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
No, I'm kidding. I'm sure they're doing a fantastic job. But
well, there were a few. There was this one guy, they called him, I think they called him an idiot or something, or a troll.
Really? Oh, good on them.
Yeah, I know. I laughed at that. There's something about a troll somewhere. Troll.
Yeah, I just control F that, but I can't find
it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I beep when I do that. But, from Bloodstains. Why does RuneScape suck now?
Hello, Mr. Troll. Thank you for the in-depth, well-articulated question. Millions of players beg to differ.
Yeah, there are these people in here asking about, are you going to change Constitution back, or what if I quit from this? And they said that, no, you know, rioting isn't the best way to do this. The best way is to provide constructive criticism. So,
yeah, exactly.
The same
people
thing.
People just don't understand.
Yeah, the same thing applies so to us, too. If we do something you don't like, don't start a little rebellion, because that will just make us not reverse our decision.
So I don't make us hate, but apart from that.
Yeah, you can take a read through these on your own time. Another competition, this one's not a big ticket though, it's Armies of Gilinar Story Competition. You enter the competition, you choose a campaign you'd like to write about, and then use your favorite creative writing skills to come up with the best short story you can in no more than 400 words. Wow.
No more than 400 words? Well,
yeah.
I understand it'd be a lot to read through for them, but it's pretty difficult.
Yeah. The winner will receive a lifetime membership on both RuneScape and Final War, plus some exclusive artwork signed based on the campaign that they've written about, and the two runners-up will receive 12 months of RuneScape and Final War membership. Contest closes 11:59 p.m. GMT, Monday, March 29th.
You really can't argue with lifetime membership, though. That'd be pretty sweet. I mean, for someone like me who doesn't play that much, who just needs to be a member so that I can check out the updates mainly. But yeah, that's a pretty good prize.
Why don't you enter? Why don't you write it in French?
Probably because they.
Well, they have people that can read French there. They have French servers.
Yeah. But I can't write that well in French. And I don't know what half of the stuff in RuneScape is in French.
Okay.
I do know what various things are.
I know what a poisson is.
That is a fish. Well done, Shane. Yeah. I know what a swordfish is and a lobster.
Okay, what are those?
A swordfish is an espadon. Or something. I don't know how to pronounce that. And a lobster is an homard.
Just write it in English and then translate it using Google Translate like some forum members do.
Yes.
Anyways.
That's a good idea.
New JX store items. You want me to buy you one of these and ship it to you?
Depends.
You want a Criara mouse pad?
Not really. I don't use a mouse pad at the moment.
Okay. Red Dragon mouse pad?
For a long time. Oh, that's a layout mouse. Oh, no. There's a mug as well. No, not really.
A rune mug.
Does it show them in the store?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Open it up. Is there a new items thing?
That's a good question.
Accessories? Criara mouse pad. No, I don't really like that. Plus, I'd get teased for it, but...
Why?
Because certain people whom I have over at my house sometimes are not really that into RuneScape.
I see. Okay, what about the runes mug?
Runes mug? That actually looks pretty cool a RuneScape.
Yeah, that's the thing I'd buy. And it's Poison expensive. Arrow Stein.
$9 for a mug.
Really? That's cheap here.
I guess so.
These prices look cheap to me.
What are they doing selling a Stein glass?
Yeah, I think that they're sending the wrong message, you know?
Oh, well.
You don't have to use it for alcoholic beverages. You could use it for...
Well, no, but that's still...
You could use it for wine.
Wine. Yeah, Shane, that is an alcoholic beverage.
Oh, right, I'm sorry. Okay. And that's it for RuneScape updates, I don't think. Unless you have anything else you want to talk about with these items?
No, I think the bonus XP weekend was pretty important. That was the major thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll introduce like a quadruple bonus XP weekend for April Fool's Day. That'd work, wouldn't it?
For April Fool's Day. Yeah, they should do that, actually. That'd be funny. That would be really funny, because... it's too bad they wouldn't do that. But that would make people gather up supplies and things, and it would make the market go insane, and then suddenly it would all crash. That would be mean.
The thing I'm most happy about is the money I made off Toad Flax. I made, like, $2 million off farming Toad Flax in the week leading up to bonus XP.
Oh, that's good. So. I haven't been bothered to log in and do that. I have some herbs for my kingdom, if that counts.
Can I have them? For free?
No. Of course not. Then I wouldn't be making profit off it.
Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates. Moving on to questions now. The first was an audio question from Jackabooney. Somehow just started playing in reverse there.
Nice. How do you manage to do that?
I don't know. Here it is, forward.
Hi, it's Jackabooney. I had two quick questions. One, I wanted to start farming. I'm low farming, only level 4. Suck. And I was wondering what I should farm. And other question, I'm trying to get 99 fleshing and sporing. What do you do, like multitasking or watching a little movie? How can I make it less boring? Thanks. Bye.
You go first about farming, because I did the farming spiel last time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You actually got 99 fleshing, so... Huh. Okay. I think if you're level 4... What you have to do, I suppose, is get up to 15, and then you're basically sweet, aren't you? I don't know. How do you get to level 15? Because when I did that, I was pretty much a noob as well.
Just chain farm the allotments, really. That's it.
Yeah, that's really your only option. So just do whatever you can until you get to level 15.
By chain farming, we mean don't stand still in one spot. Move around from farming patch to farming patch. Because then you can get to all the farming patches, I think, in 1 hour and 10 minutes back in the day was the number. And then by the time you come around again, you're ready to go. And you can easily get to, like, level 30 doing that in a day, so it won't take you that long to get level 15. So continue.
That's true. And when you do get level 15, then what you want to do is go to the RSBNB staff YouTube channel, which is at youtube.com/user/RSBNBstaff. And then what do you want to do? I suppose you
look up how to farm.
Look at our videos. I don't know how you do that, but oh crap, no, don't stop playing. No matter how many times I explain this, and I've done it before on the update, that never gets through to me. So you click on our uploads, and then somewhere in that little sidebar thing, you will find How to Farm Part 1 and How to Farm Part 2. And How to Farm Part 1, I think, is the one that you want to click on.
But you can watch both, and then watch the other videos too, you know?
Tree and fruit tree farming runs. But yeah, so what you want to do, when you get level 15, you just do trees. And that video will show you how to do that. You have to do oak trees, so you want to buy lots of acorns from the GE.
And they're really cheap now.
And they are really cheap, yeah. And what's the lowest level?
Apple.
Fruit tree. Apple. But that's slightly 30. Higher.
30, okay, isn't 30. It? I think.
Yeah, that was my guess. So when you get to that, then you start doing the fruit trees as well. And it becomes very quick, especially once you do oaks, because, I mean, they are 500 or something. XP each, which is quite a lot at level 15.
And it becomes hypnotic too, you know?
It does. You just want to do it over and over again. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah, me too. The problem I have is just getting the seeds and stuff, so... Because it gets expensive when you get to the maples and pineapples and stuff.
Yeah, it gets pretty expensive, but then what you want to do is look at How to Farm Part 2. And that will show you how you can...
make your money back with...
Yes.
Herbs.
Negate those costs. The profitable side of farming is investigated to combat the financial welfare required by XP farming using trees.
Did you write that?
I did.
That sounds very... What's the word I'm looking for? It's not you.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds very bureaucratic. Anyways, that's that.
This was a long time ago. You can also go to my blog. Oh, no, you can't go to my blog.
Right.
But that's basically it. It's not that difficult. It just probably seems very difficult at the beginning because you either don't know what to do or there's not a lot of XP to be made from chain farming.
Yep.
Unless you really, really know what you're doing, and it's quite boring, and I would never do that. So really, as soon as you can do trees, just do them. And that's it. So what was the second question?
Fletching.
Fletching.
What you want to do is, DVDs are good, yes. YouTube videos are good, yes. The farming videos. If you're into the documentary kind of thing, I watched this documentary a few weeks ago that was something that Chief would never watch, something called Bush's War. It was quite good on PBS, so just Google that if you're into that kind of thing. But yeah, another thing I recommend you do if you have friends who like to play RuneScape, like I know Chief does and stuff, what you can do is you can have them come to your house and bring their laptop computers and you can set up for a nice long night of RuneScaping and watching movies.
No, I don't. No one does that anymore.
Yeah, well, it's something to do, you know?
They used to, though, but yeah, so I suppose that is an option if you actually do have friends who do that.
It just makes perfect sense to me. I don't know why I never thought of that before. That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
You would never do that, though.
Yeah, I would. I think I've got the idea for a good fundraiser.
Yeah, but you've never actually had a sleepover with anyone before, so...
No, because it's I find that very intrusive. Anyways, thank you, Jackabooney.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we were going reverse again.
Congratulations.
Dear Chief and Shane, this being episode 247, do you find yourself using the phrase 24/7 in your daily encounters at all? I always find it funny when people do use it, as there are only a few limited activities that can truly occur 24/7, and they're rarely described in such situations. Also, Chiefy, has Shane ever converted you into doing something like he has with some other people, like the staff and his other friends? Recently, I've been getting into 24, but that seems to be the only thing I've budged on. No Star Trek Online for sure. Your friend 24/7, King Kula. P.S. Happy birthday, Chief. And yes,
yay!
Shane made me make this into an obvious question, so I hope I didn't mess up. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Where do we begin?
I think 24/7 is something that's long past and something that was popular in the year 2001. I haven't heard it since then.
Really?
No,
people
I haven't.
People still say that. I don't say it personally, but...
Well, maybe it's just the people I'm around then. I don't know, but... You get my point on it, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, I know. I never use it myself. Just... But it's not uncommon.
Yeah, the only time...
And especially not because this show is number 247. I don't personally keep up with which what show we're up to, so...
Yeah, we just ignore the number, you know, because the week I discovered last week in my audio folder, I put the questions for episode 246 in the episode 245 folder. But anyways, that's beside the point. So no, I'm sorry, we don't use it. And what have I converted you on?
That was a good question. We were discussing this earlier, but we couldn't really come up with that much. I did start.
Have I converted you on conservatism yet?
I don't know. No, not really. I did start watching 24, but that was mainly because my friend made me start watching it. And I continued.
And it's a good show,
a little,
right?
It's alright, yeah. Well, yeah, it is good, but there are other shows that are a bit more compelling, because I never actually really continued watching it.
Yeah, you should. Season 3 is very good.
I did a few episodes. I can't remember which one I got up to now, which is
a shame. Did they play Russian Roulette yet?
Probably should continue it. No, I don't think they did.
That's a game where you take a loaded gun, and you load it, and you spin the barrel, and then you pull the trigger.
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to play that tonight at your birthday gathering?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. what was I saying? If I did start watching that again, then I would have to start from the beginning because it was that beginning because it was that long ago that I did it.
Well, yeah, season 3. Yeah, that's true. We like season 3 here. I think it's my favorite.
I don't think I ever saw season 1.
Yeah, you did.
Did I? Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. But was it season 2 then? I think I skipped quite a lot of season 2.
That's not good. What else?
Anyway,
anything? I don't know. It's hard to think with this because we talk to each other so much. It's kind of, it just becomes sort of normal, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Like King Kula, I'm not into Star Trek Online at all, fortunately. I haven't
He's not into
on
it.
Star Trek. Although the Star Trek movie, the new one, was quite good, but that does not count.
Why not?
I suck at this. I'm referencing Star Trek in every single episode before you even get a chance to.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
What else is there? What were we saying earlier?
I don't know.
That we couldn't decide on. Or that I was...
Relative measurement.
Yes, we were saying that you made me more decisive or precise. And then
that's
I disagreed
part of the job.
Saying that you've probably made me less precise because I think that you are too precise most of the time.
Well, yeah, some people do think that.
So, in a rebellious way, I have not enjoyed being that precise. I don't know.
You see, really, it's like if I'm ever cooking something and the instructions say to mix for 1 minute, I will mix for 1 minute, not 1 second less, not 1 second more.
Yeah. And personally, I don't care that much. So, in a nutshell, Shane converts me to things every day without me even knowing it, just subconsciously. I can't really say.
That's what happens when you get adopted by the family of RSB&B.
Yep. You know, it's a sad life, but... it's what I've agreed to living in.
Yep. Thank you, King Kulla, who I'm looking at your name on MSN right now.
Still
anyways,
good.
Yeah. Dear Shane and Chief Snake, first off, Shane, what program did you use to make your signature, and how long did it take? This is for you.
I used Photoshop to make Shane's signature, and it took about an hour, probably. I don't remember. How long did it take me?
I don't know.
Well, I did it in one night, anyway.
Yeah.
It wasn't that difficult. It was just cutting out the character.
No, I did that for you.
Made it more difficult. No, you didn't.
I didn't? I thought I did.
No, I had to do that myself.
Okay.
With the pen tool. Do you want to take the rest of it?
Okay. Secondly, did either of you try the limited edition Star Trek waffles? No, I had no idea those existed.
No, neither did I.
I'm not that big on waffles.
Rest of the question.
There's more. I live in Canada, and I bought some. So I know that we have them here, but I'm not sure if New Zealand has them. Okay?
No, finally, I don't think so.
Do you guys like riddles? If so, can you figure this one out? A man walks into a bar and asks for a glass of water. The bartender pulls out a shotgun and points it at him. The man says thank you and leaves. Why did the man thank the bartender? Keep up the great work, Kyle 3285, a.k.a. UIT.
The answer is the man had the hiccups. He asked the bartender for a glass of water to cure the hiccups. However, the bartender instead scared the hiccups out of him by pointing a gun at him.
And did you look this up? Or?
No, no way. Since the bartender cured his hiccups, the man thanked him and left.
It sounds like you're reading a script.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Well, that's good then. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't like riddles. The only kind of riddles I like are math riddles.
I've heard that one before, actually, like, once or twice.
Okay. Well, that explains it, then.
Anyway, I...
There's nothing that beats a good math riddle about compared to what, say, oh, I forget what it was. It was something involving eigenvalues or something. But it gave me a good laugh back in the day. If you want to know what an eigenvalue is, please wiki it. The wiki has a good explanation of eigenvalues.
Yeah, don't PM that one to me.
Thank you. Next one.
Oh, did we say that? Okay. Keep up the great work. Dear Shane and Chief, if you had to choose one hobby for your fellow co-hosts to do for the rest of their life, what would you make them do and why? Thanks. Magic. I don't want to be mean to Shane, so I would make
him...
Come
on, just do it.
I wouldn't make you do computer science, because you couldn't do that for the rest of your life, I don't think. Well, no, it would depend, wouldn't it? I don't know. Give me some ideas here.
I don't know. It's up to you, really.
Star Trek Online.
No. No, thank you. I don't want to.
So you admit it is? It is bad.
Yeah. Well, it is.
You couldn't stand it for more than a few hours.
A few weeks. It gets kind of boring. But yeah. Is there anything else?
No, I can't think of anything.
For me, I would make you, first off, do something that would require exact time precision.
That's very precise of you.
No, probably I would make you, I don't know, like, this is like the same boat as we had before. If we had to choose a hobby, like, could it be any kind of hobby for you? Like, I know what I'm going to make you do. I'm going to make you take up, go-kart racing.
Why?
Because there's a... Remember I showed you a long time ago that article, or that picture, down in Dunedin, of that steepest hill in the world?
Oh, yeah. I'd be okay with that.
Okay. So you can take up go-kart racing, then go there.
Yeah. I'll just go live with my my cousin's uncle.
Oh! Yeah. Okay. Have they ever went down the hill?
Probably. I mean, they would have been all around Dunedin before, so...
And it doesn't snow, right?
It has. I've seen photos of it snowing down there, but it doesn't snow often.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, there you go. I'm sorry. We seem fairly unimaginative tonight.
I'm not really that imaginative all the time, so...
Oh, I just got something here that Mike sent me on MSN. Apparently JX is having bonus XP multiplier issues. You might find that your multiplier for the bonus XP weekend is dropping slightly faster than you expected. From our checking, it looks as though some of our rounding functions are being a little overzealous. Since we are squaring some figures after the division, it means that this rounding has been exasperated a little. As such, the curve is a little farther off by approximately 0.15. After a quick chat, we don't want to try to fix this while the event is going on, so we're relieving the curve if this is. Sorry if this threw off your calculation for the weekend, but the curve will still flatten out at 1.1 times in approximately 10 hours.
That's interesting.
What was your multiplier at before you logged off?
2.1? Yeah, 2.1. Where does it say that? Where did they announce it?
On this forum topic. I can't link to it because MSN's being stupid.
There it is.
So, it's like we do have something to discuss after all. Woohoo! Anyways.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. They probably should have figured that out before, but...
Wow. Okay. Next question.
It's not that big a deal, so...
No, it's not.
No, that made the right choice by not bothering to change it. Okay, where
might
are
screw
we?
Screw something else up.
Yeah.
Next question.
Hello, Shane and Chiefy. Let's say that New Zealand and Canada go to war against each other. How do you react, and how would this affect your friendship? If New Zealand and Canada went to war against each other, I don't think I would be alive to react.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be over quite quickly.
Because our number one ally is the US.
However, if I were alive, I would move to Canada. And
that's good.
Because
that's the right
New Zealand
answer.
Really would stand no chance.
Yeah, you
and
then, like,
at the same time, there is no possibility for New Zealand and Canada to go to war against each other because we're both members of the Commonwealth.
Yeah,
and that would be rather.
That would be rather odd. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not to mention, didn't you guys fight World War I on horses?
No, no, we did not. You keep saying that.
Well, I read something about a tragedy in World War I with you guys.
Yeah, but it had nothing to do with horses. Also, what happened to the other Brad? Is he still alive, and why isn't he on the show? Shane, you can explain this.
Yeah, on last week of January, we had a show, episode 241, in which it was Brad's last show, since he went off to join the RAF. So yeah, he's gone permanently, and he is still alive, so that's why he's not on the show. Episode 241, I suggest you listen to it.
Yeah, it was a good show. And that is
yeah,
from...
it was. Yazaki 90.
90.
I wonder if he was born in 1990. Anyways. The next one comes from Italy for Life, our guest from last week. If you were forced to choose a fast food chain to eat at for the rest of your life, which would it be and why?
Subway.
Yeah, but remember I was saying that's not even safe anymore here, at least? Because it's a processed meat and there's could be another potential listeriosis outbreak.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a lot more healthy than anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
And some meat isn't processed, is it? I mean,
yeah, the chicken isn't. That's a good point. Next time I'll get chicken.
And the chicken is all I get anyway, so.
That's good. When was the last time you had McDonald's?
At least a year ago. I don't know.
Last time I had it was in the U.S. I got sick after. So, yeah, as you can see, we're not that big on those kind of fast food chains. We prefer our Subway and stuff. Can you give me some advice on some recommended stats to fight Chad and getting through the fight cave, such as defense, range, prayer, etc.? Yeah, you know, I should go through this again, seeing as when I did it, crossbows weren't popular, just the crystal bow was. But I think in general, you want at least 80 ranged, at least maybe 85 defense. Let's just go 85 of all the combat stats. Preferably more hit points. Because it,
Yeah, higher hit points. And I mean, the higher ranged you are, then
the better chance you have of hitting. And ranged is definitely the way to go, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't even do it if you don't range, so.
Yeah. You're gonna do it one day?
One day, when I can be bothered.
Okay.
But I'm not that into RuneScape anymore, so that just, yeah, won't be happening for a while.
Thank you, Italy for Life.
Oh, keep up the good work, Italy for Life. Dear RSBNB, do you believe that Jagex has lied about the new skill? I believe they are waiting till April Fool's to say, then say there is no new skill, then release it the next day. What is your opinion? Also, can I has cookies? From a name I can't pronounce. Dog.
Two dog, two.
I dog, two. Sorry. No, I don't think they've lied about the new skill.
Yeah, it would be pretty bad for them to lie about something like that, you know?
Yeah, it's a little bit big.
And even if they did lie, they would have to have a pretty good explanation to it. People thought they were lying about construction all the time years ago, but it eventually materialized, so I guess the message here is to be patient. Patience is a virtue. I can't stand it when people are impatient, you know?
Yeah, I know. So, also, can I has cookies? No, you cannot has cookies.
I have cookies right here. It's just by the time they get to you, they'll be a little warm.
Yeah, it's just a bit difficult. The logistics of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm sure you could has cookies if you were in my immediate vicinity, but...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It just
like, what if we had, like, a live audience for the show, you know?
Yeah. That'd be kind of difficult since we live quite far apart, unless you mean a live audience isn't just listening.
Oh, no, I mean, like, getting a way to get you here, you know?
Yeah, on that 19-hour flight. Every week.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
That's only two as well. That's 19 hours there, plus another 19 back. What a waste of my life.
No, you get progressively younger, you know? Because as you approach the speed of light, are you going in a fast airplane, time slows down microscopically. Those that fly around lots, like if somebody was born the same day, same time, same second as someone else who didn't fly, like if there were two of you and one of you guys was a business traveler who flew around lots, the other one would be significantly younger than you.
I was going to say, so I could decrease in age at a rate that is so microscopic it wouldn't make any difference whatsoever.
It's just that time slows down, you'd stay the same age. Because
microscopically that it also makes no difference whatsoever.
Yeah, that's right. Because as your speed approaches C, the speed of light, time becomes constant.
I see.
Then when you pass the speed of light, your time speeds up again. This is all explained by Einstein's equations, which if you embraced physics, you'd see that.
Yes. I'm Not entirely sure this relates to his question, but...
Thank you, then. Who was this from, anyways? Oh, yeah, dog guy. Right. I, dog.
Yeah, that's better.
Dear hosts, how many times have you died?
I looked at this question and I thought, died? I've never died before. What kind of a question is that? And, yeah, then it sort of hit me.
Means on RS.
Yeah.
So how many do you think?
I haven't died in a long time, really.
I know I've died at least 15 times during the Nomad quest. Well, no, not... I think that was 13. Lucky 13 I got it on. But let's just say at least 20 times given everything else. Remember whenever we would go to the God Wars area and the first time we'd go to a boss, I'd always die?
Yeah, that was quite funny. Amusing. You poor boy. But, no, I can't think of any time in the last, like... year, at least, that I've died and actually lost something, because I've always been prepared in some way if I have died. So...
Okay. So, yeah, you don't know, then. Best drop?
Best drop, that's another difficult one. I guess it's been a dragon half-shield when it was worth 4 mil.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I still haven't got anything better than that.
Yeah. The best thing I ever got was a dragon two-hander at the Calphite Queen.
We got a dragon chain split once.
Oh yeah, ages ago when Mike and I used to do the KQ, we only got 2 chains and out of like 400 trips.
Yeah, but it was worth a hell of a lot more then.
Yeah, but in the end it was a net loss. So, anyways.
What else has there been? Because we got quite a
clues.
Lot of...
Clues? What about from
oh, yeah, clues?
Does that count?
Clues. I've had lots of... Oh god, if I could say Ranger Boots. But, except when I used to get Ranger Boots, they were only worth 600k.
Should have kept them.
I know, but, you know, I was a noob back then.
Yeah, we were all noobs, eh? Everyone's a noob at some point. Just a question of whether you grow out of that phase.
Yeah, the very first level 3 clue I ever did, I got a Guthix plate body, which was worth 1.6 mil.
And I bet you're like, oh my god, Guthix plate, it's green, yay!
I really was, yes. That's one for the Half-Life 2 server.
But that was me, so I don't put myself on there.
Oh, well, I'm going to do it then somehow. Can Paul do it?
No.
Oh.
The only ones who can add sounds are me and Mike.
I'm going to get Mike to do it then.
Okay, so thank you, Cole 163. Next one.
Yeah, there's really nothing more I can think of. Hello, hosts. I have a few questions concerning the website, so if you could answer them, that would be great. One, where and or how did you create the website? Depends. I mean, there are a lot of aspects to the website, aren't there? So,
Well, first off, what we do is... it's a... Linux-based server that runs PHP for the scripting language, MySQL for our database, and Apache for our web server. So that's what it is at the low level. Then on top of that, we have all of our kind of custom-made content management scripts that Mike has been working on, those kind of things. And then on top of that, we have the application kind of stuff, like your calculators, the high scores, the signatures, the house designer. Then... as Chief said, there's a whole other aspect to it. The graphical side, which our current website design, if you see that on rsbnb.com, update.rsbnb.com, or informer.rsbnb.com, that was designed by Chief Snake here last year. He also did our form skin. So I think pretty much that covers that part of it, I think, unless there's anything else. Is there? I don't know. It's just kind of like a broad question, you know?
Yeah, it is very broad.
And time spent coding? I have no idea on this. No idea whatsoever.
Yeah, if you want to know more, you probably would have to send a PM with specific...
Or ask a direct kind of question on this, you know? Because there's just only so much we could talk about in relation to this.
Because there's a lot to explain. The foundations.
Yeah, so... let's just say it's not a simple HTML and text website. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, there's much more to it.
Thanks if you read this out and love the podcast. MonsterMad05. Interesting name.
Mm-hmm.
Last question. You want to take it?
Dear Shane and Chief, have you ever been out of your respective countries to anywhere other than the country directly adjacent to your own? If so, where? Thanks from BrimK/ExileQ. There are no countries directly adjacent to mine. So, no, I have not.
Okay, have you ever been out of New Zealand?
No, I have not actually, no. I've never been out of New Zealand. I've seen no reason to be out of New Zealand because New Zealand is a fantastic place and I would not want to be out of New Zealand.
You know, you sound like you could go on like a tourism commercial or something.
I could, very easily. That's how much I love New Zealand.
Okay. Adjacent countries, if the oceans were to disappear, would be Australia to your west?
Well, yeah.
And Chile to your east?
Chile,
Russia to your north.
Scary, chilly.
And Antarctica.
Not Russia.
Yeah, if you look up,
there's
draw a line.
There's a whole
up.
Lot between New Zealand and Russia.
Yeah, but just draw up a straight line, you know?
Oops, hit a thing with my wardrobe. So I can get to my map. There's, of course, all those islands above us. Fiji and...
New Caledonia.
New Caledonia, that's especially... And then there's Indonesia. No, that's more north of Australia. No, Russia's way away.
You use a real map? You don't use Google Maps?
Well, I have the real map on my wall, so I just look over to that.
Okay. Is it one that you can, like, draw on and stuff and then erase?
No, it's not.
Oh, that's too bad. Because with those, you can do, like, your war planning, you know, like, control which units are going to go in from which way and stuff.
Yes.
See, that's part of the thing we're trying to do. We're trying to convert our staff members to be military strategists.
I'm waiting for the Microsoft Surface to be released so that I can do that.
Oh, I can build you one of those.
Thank you, Shane. I would love that for my military strategizing.
You just need to give me, like, a few $1,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll sort that out after the show.
Okay, that sounds good.
You can hook me up.
Thank you for that thought-inspiring question, but I still maintain that if you were to draw a line up, you would hit Russia. Like, if you draw a line from Wellington, you would hit Russia.
From Wellington?
Yeah.
From Auckland?
No, Wellington is the capital, so it should be from there.
Okay, but Auckland is at the top of the island.
Anyways.
What is it? Cape Reinga is right at the top.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways.
There was a good commercial a long time ago for some sort of dog food, and it had this catchy song. This is from, like, the 90s. Don't ask me how I remember it, but it went from Cape Reinga to the bluff. Only want something. Oh, anyway. So that's how I remember what's at the top of the North Island and bottom of the South Island. Cape Reinga Bluff.
That's like our "This Land Is Your Land."
Okay.
You ever heard that one?
No.
But as for me, I've only been to the U.S. I'd like to go other places, you know. But
oh, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I mean, New Zealand is good and all, but To be honest, I have wanted to go outside of it. I wouldn't mind going somewhere like France. I think I've said that before a lot. Or just any French-speaking country, just because that'd be cool. Anywhere in Europe.
Why don't you go to Haiti? Haiti speaks French.
Yeah, but that wouldn't really be ideal.
Yeah, there you go. You never heard that before, have you? Yes.
No. I'm not overly surprised why either, so...
Anyways. Thank you, Asa. Brim K, Exile Q, I mean Q? Exile Q. I'm sorry, I got that mixed up. Tech news. Windows 7 Slate from HP strikes at the iPad. Of course, as expected, HP released a video introducing its tablet called the Slate, which will run the Windows 7 operating system and support Flash, a jab at the iPad, which will not display Flash-based sites or videos.
It's amazing how much emphasis they put on Flash. If they say that it runs Windows 7, then that goes without saying. That it runs
But... I've been working in a VM the past few days, right? And I haven't installed Flash yet, and I'm not missing anything. So, I'm not convinced that...
No, it just means you get text-based ads.
Yeah, and which I like. I don't see the need for Flash, but anyways. With this Slate product, you're getting a full web browsing experience with the palm in your hand, Vice President and Chief Technology Officer of HP said. No watered-down internet and no sacrifices. Which is funny, because the iPad went on pre-order today at 5 a.m. Pacific time. Only in the U.S., though. So, I don't know. I've been looking around at these other Slate computers, and they're quite enticing. Like not the iPad, but the other ones. Because if it could run Windows 7 with full Aero and everything and be touch-based, that would be something to look at. But this HP one is not running Aero in the demo, so we'll just have to wait and see on that. Microsoft Browser Ballot gives Opera and Firefox a boost. This is this ballot box that was put into European versions of Windows 7, meaning you now get a choice between which browser will be installed and get this little picture on your screen, which I think is a good idea, you know? What about you?
I've been waiting for this ever since they announced they would do it. It's just such a shame that they only do it in Europe.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they do it elsewhere? There was some reason for it, but I can't remember
it. I don't know. It was because the EU is still angry at Microsoft for 1990s antitrust stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then...
But it's just... It's inconsistent to be introducing it in one region, really.
Why can't we get that here? That's the thing I'm wondering. But, you know, the thing that's really annoying about this is that the main reason I don't like Opera is the company. They're complainers. Like, they complain. You remember that time they complained about not being offered or something somewhere, or not having prime placement on this forum. I don't know. It's just their complaining mentality that really annoys me. That's all. But anyways. So, if you live in Europe, in a European Union country, let us know what you think of this browser ballot box.
The new Opera browser, though, is it 10.5?
Yeah, 10.5.
Opera. I've just always called it that. 10.5. That is actually quite nice on Windows 7, isn't it?
I wouldn't know.
I haven't even used it myself yet.
Oh, okay.
From the screenshots, it looks like it takes advantage of all of Windows 7's features.
Yeah, that's good.
Which is
quite
good, because Firefox 2 hasn't done that.
But you can enable in Firefox by using... Remember I showed you those command things to make it use the arrow peak for the tabs and stuff?
Oh, that's right. But even then, it could do simple things like jump lists. It could show...
Yeah, that's true. Because all you got are recently opened pages, nothing else.
And that's recently opened, like, documents that you...
Yeah, local, right?
Yeah.
Not websites.
Yeah, that's a better explanation. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Which is quite frustrating.
Yeah, it is, but what can we do? So, good on Microsoft for incorporating this, bring it to other countries, and that'd be good. Final piece of news in passing, Valve to deliver Steam and Source-based games on the Mac, officially.
Which so is a step forward, a step ahead for gaming as a whole.
Yeah, it is. It would be good if we could revive PC gaming like this, you know? Like, maybe even Apple could come up with a specific kind of computer for this. Because it was said that they worked closely with Steam to make sure it would offer high performance, so that's good.
Mm.
But anyways, games that are coming immediately are Left 4 Dead 2, Team Fortress 2, Counter-Strike Portal, and the Half-Life series, which will be available in April. And the good news is, if you already own these through the Steam Store on your PC, you own them on the Mac.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, really. Mm.
You don't have to buy them again, so...
I like it.
I don't know, I'm just hoping that it comes in.
That's how it should work. No, how it should work is they should just work on both platforms.
Yeah, but you got the engineering constraints, you know? Because Windows is a totally different architecture you're programming for than OS X is. So.
Yeah, it's a shame. But what about OpenGL?
Yeah, that's true. OpenGL is a cross-platform as well. But which would mean they'd have to port the engine to OpenGL as well, because the Windows versions of these games uses DirectX. So, I don't know.
There's probably a little bit further to go before they can do anything like that, but it's still a very powerful stride forward, I believe.
It's also a good step for OpenGL, because OpenGL is being used less and less because people buy into the Microsoft propaganda on DirectX.
Yeah.
So, the more OpenGL high-profile apps we have, the better. So, I'm happy about that. Because OpenGL runs on anything.
Oh, yep.
That's all I got for tech news, and rightly so, because I'm starting to have trouble sitting up straight, and it's starting to spaz.
So very quickly over these last few points.
Yes,
we
want
skip
you to.
The pick.
No, we can't. We want you to entertain us with this new rank we're
that too.
Running called the Entertainer Competition. Which in which you do something that brings a little bit of joy to the community. Stay tuned for further announcements on this. You can find that at forums.rspmb.com in the global announcements. It's headed up by Southrend, and the rest of the mod team are giving input, so please, have a read. Let's talk about the March Skill of the Month, maybe. Or do you want to do your pick first?
Skill of the month.
Okay.
I haven't looked at it.
Summoning skill of the month.
Changed dramatically by tonight. So.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't even know why we're talking about it.
Yeah, maybe
let's
we shouldn't bother.
Say that Tim is currently winning as of this recording with 100k XP. Second is Southrin, and third is Sunlight. You can read more about this and check out the current progress at rsbnb.com/SKOTM. Scottum skill of the month. Our monthly competition, in which you can gain experience and, in the end, win the nice pink competition rank.
But of course, Tim...
Sign-up will open a week before the month ends, so that means on March 24th, sign-up will open for the April skill of the month. You must have been around for a month, so if you don't have a forum account now, you're not going to be able to compete in April, but you will be able to compete in May. rsvmb.com/SKOTM.
Yes. Tim was just telling me before that he was something or other away from 89 summoning.
Oh.
And on this graph, he still has 80. So it will change a hell of a lot by tonight, by the time you all listen to this.
Yeah. So, forget we even said that.
Mm.
Anyways, you have a pick for us.
Yes, I do. Last week, I watched a movie called Angels and Demons, which is the sequel to The Da Vinci Code. And it's a really good movie. It's about Professor Robert Langdon, who is a... What is he? A symbologist.
I don't know. I've never watched it.
I think he is, yeah. He investigates symbols and things. And anyway, he's basically drawn into helping the Vatican Church, and so the whole thing is extremely religious, and but this guy Robert Langdon is not religious at all, but yet he still helps these people and goes on an epic adventure and stuff like that, basically, and it has an awesome twist at the end and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's a really good movie, actually.
Did you read any of the books?
No, I didn't. Whether or not you are religious, it's really good, I thought. Because it sort of goes ways.
I can watch it now that you've said it's good. Because I know what your viewpoints are and stuff. Because you're not religious. Unless something's changed.
No. And it has a whole lot about the Large Hadron Collider at the start as well.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
And then someone gets their eyeball cut out. And, yeah, it is quite gruesome.
Oh, wow.
That's probably the only part, but...
Okay. Sound like you enjoyed that.
You would be into that.
Yeah, I would. But, okay. So that's the Da Vinci Code. I mean, Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons, yeah. I want to get my dad to watch it as well, because I think he would like that.
Okay. Okay, what have you been doing?
My birthday was yesterday, or today, since we're technically recording on your 12th of March, although this is my 13th, 12th is my birthday.
Yeah.
So last night I went out for dinner and stuff, but I haven't done anything else interesting.
Okay.
Summoning and things on RuneScape this morning.
Okay, and what about your audiences that you talked to last week? Did you finish with them?
Oh, yeah, I finished with that on Tuesday, yeah.
Everyone made it out alive?
Yep.
That's good. Okay. As for me, I hurt myself this past week, so I've been on the injured list, so I haven't been doing much RuneScape. I've just been resting my back and attempting to keep up with the discussion for the group project at the same time. But I will be doing some fishing tomorrow.
Yeah, you should have heard Shane before we started recording. He was in pain.
I still am. I'm just covering it up. I meant to take an Advil before we started here. Anti-inflammatory.
So, naturally, being the dedicated man that he is still doing the show.
Yeah, even if I had one arm, I'd do the show. So, even if it had just got blown
I
off.
Wouldn't. You're insane. But yes.
You could adapt to having one arm.
No, if I had one arm, I would give up on life. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. That's a very sad thing to say.
Okay, well, let's cut a finger off then. Let's start with that.
No.
Which one do you want to
rather I had all of my limbs intact.
Yeah, I was watching this.
I could have all of my limbs, but... They could be
I was watching
as well.
This MythBusters episode last night, and a gun blew someone's finger off in one of their tests. It was a very high-powered revolver. So keep that in mind when you play Russian roulette tonight.
What? In one of their tests? What? Did it go
wrong?
Yeah,
on MythBusters. Yeah, they built like a hand out of chicken bones and stuff, and it blew the thumb off if they weren't holding the gun properly.
Oh, so it wasn't someone's hand.
No. It was a control.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're still here, but I don't know, I just feel like I had to bring that in for some reason after our discussion on limbs, you know?
Okay.
Just remember, if you ever lose any limbs, or you're out cutting the grass or doing farm work, just don't misplace them, because most of the time they can attach them.
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to keep it in the freezer until the paramedics get there.
I think one of my dad's friends had her thumb cut off somehow, and she's a farm lady.
But were they able to reattach it? Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
But it's wonky, I think. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
And my brother's friend's brother had his sawn off somehow.
Wow.
Not nice to think about.
And
he had that reattached as well.
See? But, you know, just don't misplace the severed limbs and you'll be fine. Anyways,
still.
On that gruesome note, I think we should say goodbye.
I think that would be best.
Yeah. So,
we're done.
Yeah, we're done. It's been RSPNB Update 247. 247? Did I say 247? Yes. With Mr. Chief Snake Birthday Boy, who's now 17 years of age and can be legally arrested.
Yes. Oh, yes. Goodbye, everyone.
Yes. Goodbye. See you next week.